Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
There is a reason why we're coming in with Billy Squire. It's the Hammer and Nigel show. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer, right over there. I'll explain it in just a few minutes. Tony Katz coming up a little bit after 5:30 for Tuesdays with Tony. The 50 worst decisions in music history, according to Rolling Stone. Hammer, have you seen this?
Did the Van Halen hiring of Sharon make the list?
Oh,
the guy from Extreme?
I love Gary Sharon. Great voice. And I love Extreme. Just not a good match for Van Halen.
No, not at all.
I don't think. So this is the 50 worst decisions in music history, according to Rolling Stone. Number one involves the Rolling Stones, the band. Remember, I saw this in the documentary. They hired the motorcycle club Hell's Angels to do security at their concert in 69 at
the Altamont.
Yeah. It resulted in the death of a fan who was stabbed by one of the members of the Hell's Angels.
Yeah,
not a good decision.
Not a good decision, no. Try to save a few bucks. I understand it, but not a good choice.
Jerry Lee Lewis, I think this pretty much goes without saying. This doesn't even need to be on the list. We already knew this already. Jerry Lee Lewis marries his 13-year-old cousin. One of the 50 worst decisions in music history.
Imagine being, like, at the time, a big Jerry Lee Lewis fan. Oh, man, Great Balls of Fire. Love that song. Then you find out he marries his 13-year-old cousin. Oh, well, never mind.
That record company, Decca, passing on signing the Beatles in 1962.
These guys with their haircuts, they're not going to be anything.
Now, this one, again, this is from Rolling Stone, the 50 worst decisions in music history. This one pissed me off because I disagree. Eric Clapton goes, are these their words? He goes all in on COVID vaccine conspiracies?
These are the words of Rolling Stone.
Okay, here's Eric Clapton.
Do you feel like you were made aware of those risks beforehand?
Oh, God, no. I lost the use of my hands for about 3 weeks. So I thought I was in real trouble. And that's about that point. I was invited by Robin Minotti to talk about it because it was easy to say yes because I realized that I'm definitely, by then I realized I wasn't the only one that was suffering.
Yeah, so because Eric Clapton, guitar god, who makes his living with his hands, had the nerve to come out and say 2020 that the vaccine adversely affected him. That's a bad decision, according to Rolling Stone.
As soon as he got the vaccine, he lost his ability to move his hand, which is an important requirement for one of the great guitar players of all time.
And I love how back then, even now to some extent, you're not allowed to talk about, like, everybody and their mother could find an example of COVID killing a perfectly healthy individual back in 2020, right? You were allowed to post those headlines all day long. But if you found somebody that had an adverse reaction to the vaccine, or perhaps even worse, you weren't allowed to talk about that at all because, according to the Rolling Stone, it's a vaccine conspiracy theory.
And now the phrase you hear is unexpected death. Like, there's a lot of unexpected deaths now, but you're not allowed to say that it could possibly be vaccine related.
Number five on this list, Woodstock organizers celebrate the festival's 30th anniversary with the horrific riot that was Woodstock 99.
Did you watch that thing on Netflix?
Yes, it was fascinating.
You and I have different opinions on the role of the bands here. Like, I know Limp Bizkit's job is to get up there and rock ass and melt faces.
Yeah,
I get that.
Right.
But the stage was being torn down. People were tearing down scaffolding, and Fred Durst decides to go out there and crowd surf.
He was channeling the energy. That's what he was doing. He was channeling the energy and then sending it back out into the crowd.
Okay.
How about number six? Kanye West interrupts Taylor Swift at the Video Music Awards in 2009. Remember this?
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
It was a simpler time back then when Kanye West was just known for being an a-hole to Taylor Swift. Things have kind of changed since then, Nige.
But that's a sucky... I mean, go back to that moment for a second. What a sucky thing to do. What a just an awful thing. Let Taylor Swift have her moment, for God's sake. And this is in 2009. Who cares about Beyonce in her music video? Taylor Swift won, dude. And why are you Beyonce's spokesman?
It's not like you're going to hook up with her because she's already married to Jay-Z. So I don't know the motivation there, but that was about 2 or 3 years after the infamous George Bush doesn't care about black people yeah. line during the Katrina telethon.
Who was it?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers standing next to him, Dr. Evil, as they were raising money, just this blank look, blinking like a South Park character into the camera. Well, Kanye West said, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
One of the great improvisers of all time is Mike Myers, right. And he was left speechless.
Okay, do we have time for some more here? 50 worst decisions in music history, according to Rolling Stone. Blood, Sweat, and Tears going on a tour sponsored by the government during Vietnam. Yeah, bad
nothing
look.
Says rock and roll like a tour sponsored by the government during war.
Ja Rule invests in the Fyre Festival. Have you seen that documentary?
Yes. Yeah, what funny. A complete scam that was.
YouTube basically forcing Apple users to get their Songs of Innocence album for free. Did you remember that?
I checked my iTunes account. It's like, I didn't want this YouTube album, but here it is.
Like, I don't really, I guess I didn't care because it was free, but it was kind of creepy. At the time, like, hey, we're putting this on your phone, you're taking it, you don't have to listen to it, but here you go anyway.
You're welcome, we're you too. No!
Now, the reason we came in with the Billy Squire song, Rock Me Tonight, is because it is the music video that's on the top 10 of 50 worst decisions in music history. Billy Squire killing his career with that cheesy music video. It's the one where he's dancing around in his bedroom by himself, ripping off his pink shirt. It looks like
it's a pastel bedroom, first of all.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, literally hammered. It looks like the male version of Flashdance.
Right. That's a great way to break this down.
Except it's a dude, and it's really, don't get me wrong, I love Billy Squire.
The Stroke, one of the great songs of all time.
And
Everybody Wants You?
Yeah, but this video was just, it's him, the entire video. Like, how did anybody get him to agree to this? It's just him dancing around, and there's a stripper pole in his bedroom that he's swinging on. It's
all right.
Very awkward.
So what's a more least masculine video? This video from Billy Squire,
yeah,
or the Dancing in the Street video from David Bowie and Mick Jagger?
Oh, that is real bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's almost like, I don't know which came out first, but it's like this Billy Squire video was trying to imitate the scene in Footloose, where Kevin Bacon's character had that dance montage scene where he's getting
right
out all the stress and dancing in the barn. And
angry dancing.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what inspired that. I don't know which came first, though. That kind of, you know, watching this video reminded me of it. So real quick, before we get to Tuesdays with Tony, I wanted to play this audio for you here. This famous UFC fighter named Patty Pimblett.
I know Patty. Patty,
you know
the Batty.
Shut up. Is that really his nickname?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know his dad. I've never heard of him, but he's famous in England, especially UFC fighter Paddy Pimblett walking his dog in England. He rang somebody's doorbell cam asking to borrow water. Let's find out why.
Hello?
My dog's just had like a sloppy outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That's your front
pot. It is.
Don't worry, I'll clean it.
You sure? I feel terrible. You know what I mean?
No, it's all right.
Thank you very much once again. I'm sorry about that. I hate doing stuff like that. That's why I knocked
on. Go on. I'll see you later. Ta-da.
I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be in America to somebody ringing a doorbell, somebody famous. It's Andrew Luck ringing your doorbell. Hey, my dog just took a crap in your yard. Can I borrow some water to clean it up?
Yeah, know, right. Like that, because he's kind of a big deal over there. He is one of those guys that Barstool endorses.
Okay.
So Patty the Batty is his like fight name, and he's got a big, you know, big fight coming up, I think, before the end of the year.
All right, coming up next, Tuesdays with Tony Katz after Look at the News, 93 WIBC.